Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
Cego.
Bonjour, Anine.
Danach, at Anzenu Shukwithan.
Tante.
Hey, Inuhadikai.
Words and culture weaves conversations with Indigenous language and knowledge keepers to learn, celebrate, and connect. Join us as we delve into distinct Indigenous language families, beginning in February.
All right, now it's time for the Black History Month special. This is Wandering Rhythms, and, you know, we travel around the planet a lot, and I am a huge fan of African music, almost of all kinds, almost invariably. It's beautiful music, very soulful, very steeped in traditions, in drumming, in chanting. Okay, so I was trying to figure out what to do for this Black History Month special. On this program, I'm taking a bit less specific of a stance here, and I just want to play music of people that kind of cross barriers and geographical borders in Africa. So, yeah, just to highlight the people more than the place, I guess you could say. And yes, Africa, you don't hear much about the specific groups of people there. And, you know, when I do a show, for instance, I've done a show on like Nigeria or Benin or Zambia or Congo, and I often find that the people, sometimes it's hard to tell which nation they're from if they go across borders, because these borders were often made by Europeans and they don't reflect the actual territory which the different ethnicities occupied. So anyways, there's of course lots of kingdoms in Africa that most of them no longer exist, that have been kind of taken over by the European colonizers. But I wanted to play music based on those things. So yeah, it's kind of it's going to be quite a scattered, quite a varied hour of music. But I want to start with a trip to the Benin Kingdom. So yes, in parts of Nigeria and Benin and Togo and Ghana, there was a great kingdom called Benin from 1170 roughly to 1897, so fairly recently, and that kingdom still existed when the British came and took over that part of West Africa, and yeah, they in 1897 essentially wiped out the capital, Benin City, and the king of Benin at the time didn't take kindly to the British and was really skeptical of the British Empire taking, you know, kind of befriending other people around the area, and so Benin Kingdom was essentially wiped out, but it was based in the city of Benin, and Benin City is not in the country of Benin, it's actually in West Nigeria. So yeah, it's kind of confusing. There's a country now since the 60s called Benin, just west of Nigeria, but that's not the the distinct boundary, geographical boundaries of the Old Kingdom. So anyways, I'm going to play some music from the territory formerly known as the Benin Kingdom. Straight from Benin City itself, here's a Nigerian artist named Sir Victor Uwaifo. And this is a track called Guitar Boy, and this is some Akwete music. So yeah, some music from the 60s. This is from 66. And yes, it's a song about a mermaid. And the mermaid in this language is called Mamiwata. So here we go. Some great old guitar music from Benin City.
Thank you. Abani de la balu, 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 abani de la balu
This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain and also around the world at cjsf.ca. And yes, they're hearing music from Africa here, and that was music from a place formerly known as the Benin Empire or the Benin Kingdom up until the late 19th century. And you just heard the last track was Ove Bioge, an artist named Akaba Man, and he is a Bini or an Edo. They seem to be interchangeable, but it's the people from the Benin Empire, and it's the name of the culture, also the name of the language, Edo. And he is from, yes, from Benin, so kind of the western part of the old kingdom. And before that, we heard actually a style of music called Apala, and that was an artist named Ayinla Omowura, track Agidi Kose Lole Oko. And yeah, he's a disputed king of Apala music. Another fellow named Haruna Oshola is the other co-king of his style. But nonetheless, yeah, some classic musicians you've heard here. And by the way, those last two tracks were 10 minutes, so I had to cut them short to squeeze in more great music. And yeah, that's from Nigeria, so just on the other side of the Benin Kingdom. And it's a Yoruban style, that Apala music. And just before that, started off this set with Sir Victor Uwaifo, the track Guitar Boy, that tells the story of an encounter with a mermaid. And yes, he was a legend back in the 60s. He played with his hands, he played with his feet, he played with his tongue, apparently. Seems dangerous for an electric guitar, but yes, Victor Uwaifo from Benin City. And next, gonna kind of go clockwise around the African continent, and next we're gonna go to Mali and then to Morocco. And this is music of the Berbers, and the Berber people are a nomadic group of people from northern Africa that cannot be bound by national borders. They had quite a few altercations and civil wars with national governments because they refused to be confined to one nation. They travel around the Sahara, Mauritius, Mali, Algeria, Libya, and Morocco. So yeah, they're always on the move, and they have similar features to Arabic people, but they are indigenous Africans. They've been there for thousands of years, and they make absolutely beautiful music. And recently the music has gotten quite famous. If you've heard this show, I can't help but play Tinaruen every so often. They're one of my very favorite groups, and they play traditional Berber music, but they play it on electric guitar. So this music translates so well to modern global instruments. They've been playing stringed instruments for millennia, and a lot of great hand claps and call and response vocals. So anyways, I'm going to get straight into some Berber music here, music of North Africa. And here's a group called Tartit, which makes their home near Timbuktu in northern Mali. And yeah, they're sort of an offshoot of the classic Berber group of Touareg musicians called Tinaruen. So Tartit, kind of proteges of that group. And this is a little bit of a subdued number. And then we're going to hear one of the legends of Moroccan Berber music from the 60s or 70s. So yeah, here's Tartit with Ichi Chila on Wandering Rhythms.
Thank you.